Good evening. The show begins tonight in Pennsylvania with Selena Zito, my good colleague. She's at Bedford Springs in Bedford County, Pennsylvania, the fastest growing county in Pennsylvania, I learned from Selena. At the inn, very famous, dating to Thomas Jefferson's time, the Bedford Springs Inn, where the chef and a team of local students have taken 2 months to put together a carousel, life-size carousel of gingerbread and chocolate. Gobs of flour. Oh, it's quite gorgeous. And every year there's a different gingerbread construction at the inn. This inn dates several hundred years ago, but is very popular now. It's run by Omni. Bedford Springs has a side story. Jimmy Stewart was born in Indiana, Pennsylvania. Comes from Indiana, Pennsylvania, nearby, county over. And it's always been a puzzle whether the authors, the writers, the producers, the script managers of It's a Wonderful Life chose the name Bedford Falls from Bedford Springs. Selena says everybody's gone, so there's no way to document it, but it certainly is suggestive. A gingerbread carousel. Merry Christmas. And then Jeff Bliss joins to talk about the Vegas report. The NCAA is going to put the Final Four in Vegas in 2028, the year the formerly Oakland A's, now the Las Vegas A's, open in their $1.7 billion so far new stadium. More news from Las Vegas. It's all happy. The Sphere, a very popular figure in Las Vegas, this gigantic round face, is hosting the Dead, the Grateful Dead, the iteration of the Grateful Dead, and the Eagles are coming back. Spectacular musical presentations. Other cities are now looking into the Sphere because this is the way to go to a concert, wrapped in sound. Gene Marks joins to talk about small business. Construction is promising. This construction index shows positive belief in construction in 2025. There's a bull market on Wall Street. There's deregulation promised, lower taxes promised, or at least maintaining the taxes we have now, not raising, promised. And small businesses are boosting as well, Gene says. We talk about AI for small business. Right now it's useful for copy. But Gene says there's a plan makes AI into agents that are in your website. So when somebody inquires, it can respond, it can sell, it can send brochures. It's always available. It remembers forever. It reports to you. An agent. More coming. Conversation with Bill Whalen at the Hoover Institution in his column, California Dreaming. He puts Elon Musk versus the 40th governor of California, Gavin Newsom, two men in their 50s who are very ambitious. Gavin Newsom aims to be president. Elon Musk could be, except for that little detail about having to be born in America. But right now, Elon Musk is in a very strong position as a political actor. And Gavin Newsom, who greeted Elon Musk, Bill Whalen tells me back in the days that Gavin Newsom bought a $100,000 Tesla Roadster, one of the first cars to come off of Tesla. They shook hands. And now Governor Newsom faults Elon Musk for being on the other side of the fence. Jim McTague reports, Lancaster report, about shopping. He says animal spirits, the Costcos are full in Harrisburg and Lancaster. The diners and the restaurants are full. As a picture of a bus pulling up with senior citizens on board getting off to go shopping. Animal spirits. Richard Epstein talks about industrial policy and the electric vehicle, which is not doing well. The rental fleets have sold off their electric vehicles. Jim McTague bought one of them and then resold it when he realized the insurance was twice as much as his fossil fuel-driven vehicle. Richard also comments on the pardon that President Biden issued towards his son and the prospect of more pardons coming. And then my longtime friend and colleague, Craig Unger, the author, presents the first of 2 hours of his explanation of his new book, Den of Spies, Reagan, Carter, and the Secret History of the Treason That Stole the White House. That's the title, full title. It's about the October surprise. The theory back then, emerging in the 1990s, that 10 years before, Bill Casey, the campaign manager of the Reagan campaign of 1980 against Jimmy Carter, the sitting president, had conspired, arranged, developed a relationship with the Iranians who, in exchange for weapons that they needed and parts that they needed, then in battle with Saddam Hussein, the parts and the weapons would all come from Israel, paid for by the Israelis, that in exchange for that, the Iranians would not release the hostages that were held, 52 hostages held in the embassy since 1979, and would release them only after Jimmy Carter was no longer president. The October surprise. Bill Casey is the theory, is the legend, is the accusation, is the allegation. Bill Casey believed that if the hostages were released, Jimmy Carter would win. That's the October surprise. It was, for years, regarded as delusional. Craig's now written a book about it. I wait for what you think. It doesn't sound delusional the way Craig presents it. And this week is the first hour, next week is the second hour. And then then I turn to double taxation, which I learned from Veronique de Régie, is visited upon anybody who lives overseas because the IRS taxes you as a resident of the U.S., whether you live here or not, if you're a U.S. citizen. And there's a credit up to $126,000, but above that, the country where you live can tax you, and the U.S. can tax you, no matter where else you pay taxes. Some states have tax treaties with the United States and mitigate that in some fashion. But then you still have to fill out your forms, even if you owe nothing. And if you don't fill out your forms, you're penalized. Lorenzo Fiore provides the wonderful story of Christmas lights tomorrow in Milan to begin the Christmas shopping season, Milan, Italy. Also, La Scala's premiere of Verdi opera tomorrow. Wonderful. And then Bob Zimmerman comments on new leadership at NASA, Jared Isaacman, who has flown SpaceX's Dragon twice, once even a spacewalk, is named by President-elect Trump to be the new administrator for NASA. Good for Mr. Isaacman. I look for better days at NASA, manned and unmanned. He's a take-charge guy, jet pilot, space engineer. Wonderful. And finally, we talk about Perseverance leaving Jezero Crater. That's the rover on Mars, the second one. It's leaving Jezero Crater, and it's heading for the highlands. Adventures on the surface of Mars, someday all to be in the Smithsonian version, the Mars version of the Smithsonian on the planet. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.